Vernacular and I were wandering through the Wandering Hills the other day. We were looking for square inchworms. I don't know why Vern thought we might find them in the hill country. I would have expected them to keep to the plains. Maybe the fact that they're square keeps them from rolling downhill. Anyhow, we had our eyes on the ground and our ears tuned to the sound of equilateral movement, which is why we didn't see the five-legged catawampus until she practically ran us over. I don't know if you've ever seen a catawampus. It has horns like a bull and the body of a mountain lion, albeit a stocky mountain lion. This one was built more like a battering ram than a spring-loaded wildcat. She had two front legs and three in the back. The back legs were taller than the front legs, which gave the impression she was running downhill. Fortunately for us, the beast couldn't run straight. I looked up just in time to see her crash into a juniper tree. The juniper was a bushy, soft-looking tree, and the catawampus halfway disappeared into it before she finally came to a stop. She gave a couple of frustrated grunts, as if she were muttering to herself, and then she backed out of the tree and got herself ready for another charge. Vern said, "Don't move." The catawampus pawed the ground. I said, "I can think of 17 different places I'd rather be right now." Vern said, "We're on relatively level ground. If we stand still, she'll miss us completely." The catawampus charged, awkwardly. Her back end was running faster than her front end. It looked as if she were about to go tumbling head over heels. Pretty soon, her front end was getting crowded so much from behind, there wasn't anything else to do but step aside and let the back end race on by. It might have worked, if the back end and the front end hadn't been attached. Instead, the catawampus careened off at a crazy angle and crashed headfirst into a granite boulder. The boulder didn't move. The beast staggered back, sniffed at the boulder, glanced over at Vern and me, then stumbled away, muttering to herself. Vern said, "They usually only attack by charging uphill. This one must have been extra hungry to try it on flat ground." I said, "Do you think she'll come back?" He said, "We should be all right, as long as we keep to the valleys." I said, "What if that's not possible? Aren't we in danger?" He said, "Maybe you're right. We could use some kind of defensive weapon. Tell you what, you go back and get that boulder.